Hello friends, Reflections with MJ. Would like to talk to you the attitudes that help you to hear God's voice. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, then God's desire is for you to communicate with Him all the time about everything in your life. This doesn't mean that He expects you to spend every minute of the day on your knees in prayer, but He does want to have an ongoing conversation with you as you go about your day. We can have this relationship with God because the Holy Spirit lives in us. In John 16:7 says, Jesus said the Holy Spirit comes to be in close fellowship with you. And John 14:26 says, He will teach you all things. This means in Christ we have the ability to hear God's voice. These are the few things is recommended to hear from God. Getting the right atmosphere. If you really want to hear from God, we have to make lifestyle changes that create an atmosphere for Him to speak. Atmosphere is basically the climate, environment, or the predominant mood around you. Have you ever noticed that you feel moods around you like tension or strife? Atmospheres are created by our attitudes, and there are important attitudes we can choose that we make us sensitive to His voice. Another thing, an attitude of listening. When I can tell someone isn't listening to me, I stop talking. In the same way, God speaks to those who listen to Him. We have to guard ourselves against only listening for His voice when we are desperate for a word of wisdom or need help in an emergency. Instead, we can learn to keep our spiritual ears continuously tuned to hear Him, no matter what you're doing. Our relationship with God is based on faith in who He is, believing He loves and cares for us. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Take time on a regular basis to pray and study the word to develop the habit of keeping our spiritual ear tuned into God's voice. Another attitude, an attitude that honors God above everyone else. When you're struggling to make a decision or facing a problem we don't know how to handle, it's easy to go to people to get their opinion about what we should do before we actually take time to go and listen from God for direction. Or sometimes we may take time to pray first, but still go to others to share what we think. He said, ask them and what think about them. When we do this, it's actually honoring the advice of people more than the wisdom of God. I'm not saying we should never ask anyone for godly counsel, and God can certainly lead us to do that. If we continuously have to know what so-and-so thinks or what they would do and what their opinion is, then we are not trusting to hear from God ourselves. John 2:27 says that He anointed the presence and power of the Holy Spirit remains in you, and that He teaches you about all things. God wants us to be individually led by the Holy Spirit. The last attitude which I would like to share is the attitude of obedience. Samuel 15:22 says, to obey is better than sacrifice. We honor God and show that we love and trust Him when we obey His commandments. The truth is, it doesn't do any good for God to talk to us if we aren't going to listen and obey what He says, or if we only do things we want to do. The way to experience God's plan for our lives is simple: pray and obey. Whatever God puts in our hearts to do, it's always for our good, and He will always be with us, giving us the wisdom and strength to obey when we hear His voice. May God bless you with this thought.